Hey, good morning, everyone. We are going to gather together and worship through song this morning. At this time, and let's focus our hearts and our minds and our thoughts with these words from Psalm 73. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works.
Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray, unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. Come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now. Thank you.
I will lift up my
sing to you, forgiven and Savior, I'm overcome with your great love for me.
With wonder. Looked into the eyes of the lion. I felt the courage in his gaze. I heard him roar my name with passion. As I buried my tears in his mane. Seeing I am, and now I know. the scars that bought me freedom. As I laid my head on his chest, and I see that I am, and now I know that I am loved. I see that I am.
Lord God, we are always privileged and in awe to be in your presence. Your presence is so powerful. Your purpose is communicated to us in many ways through your presence. We thank you for both. We thank you for your promises that have preceded your purposes, and we thank you that even now, those promises are being fulfilled, sometimes in ways we don't fully grasp or understand, and yet they are. And so it's just a privilege to gather. We know that your Spirit, you are with us every minute of every day, wherever we are individually or together with others, but that when we gather in your name, your word tells us that there's a kind of presence that you have among us that does a work within us as a fellowship of believers, and so we just honor you, we worship you. It's been an honor to worship you. You are the great I Am, and as we gather, Lord, we pray we pray for others. We have our prayer list each week. And Lord, help me to be disciplined to carry this around as I do in my Bible, to get it out every morning and or evening and just pray for these folks that are listed here. Each one is special. Each one's an individual. Some we know personally, some we don't, some those above, the others among us know. But we're honored to pray for each one of these folks. I think about some of them, Lord, that I know are at critical points. Harold Godshall, who's gone through so much treatment. I have heard he's doing some work part-time again in his chiropractic work. And I just pray, Lord, for miracles of healing for him. And Lord, I pray for Sue Bleacher, who has the same illness he does, that I just met recently in her treatment time and didn't know or remember that she also was ill. And I pray for her that she has miracles of healing. Thank you for the faith she proclaims like Harold does. And for Brian Davis, who we pray for is struggling with his health as he has for decades, really. But as many things seem to be coming together in a troubling way for him, we just pray for miracles and thank you for his faith and that of Laura and their children. Just surround them, Lord, in this time. We pray for Joyce that you'll guide us to the right kind of help, the right treatment, the right physician for the pain in her face that she has and for the difficulties with her feet. Thank you, Lord, that Dale Whitmer did well for his rotator cuff surgery, but still has a long road of healing. And we pray that he'll be disciplined, as active as he likes to be, to rest long enough to have that healing go forward in a good way. Just bless him, Lord, in that, after that operation. And those continuing, his wife Debbie and Madge from their eye surgeries. Kay Nixdorf, Lord, we just pray for her. With her continuing difficulties following her joint surgeries and one she's had and one she might need. We pray for my nephew, Jeff Cobb, my sister Sandy's son, who after his back surgery has developed an infection and is in the hospital and will be there at least till tomorrow and really needs a stroke of your healing. We pray that this infection does not prove to be MRSA, that if it is, it will be quickly wiped out and controlled, and that you just bring him to a better place of healing after his surgery. Be with all those, Lord, who are expecting babies. There's a couple starting tomorrow in May that are expecting in that month, and others a little further away, but each one carrying precious life and needing your grace and health throughout that time. Just bless them all. We pray for those in missions, and thank you that we're anticipating Mark and Kristen coming home for their furlough for several months this late summer and fall, and even past the holidays. We look forward to that. Bless the others, Lord, that are in mission. Today we mention Kids Alive, the ministry that Mark and Kristen are with in Peru, and of course Deanne and challenges and opportunities she has. Bless her and Tiffany. Father, we pray for our world. We're all concerned as we hear headlines and we see tensions mounting and there's wars and rumors of wars that you warned us would happen until the end, but we pray there will be no war. We pray that with difficult trouble spots like Korea, Syria, Iran, Russia, Middle East, and others, that there'll be peace that will prevail and there'll be level heads among the leaders who find the path for peace, even against terrorists who want nothing no part of peace. We pray for your protection. We pray for peace in this world through the Prince of Peace. And we ask all of these prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, God is our peace in our hearts and in our gathering, in our families, in our lives, in our communities, and in our world. And it's needing to look to him for peace. Some of you came to see the conference that I got a live simulcast. It's called a live streaming for where N.T. Wright was talking. It was really great. I was absolutely blown away. I had no idea that N.T. Wright played guitar and sang. And he ended the one night. Mary was there and saw that, and Joel. It just blew my mind. He N.T. Wright playing guitar and singing, and he sang songs that I grew up with. I mean, he sang Peter, Paul, and Mary's song, and Bob Dylan, and it just blew me away. And then I find out that Frankie, my son-in-law, has on his screen and has had for months his picture on his phone screen is N.T. Wright and his co-musician that have played together for a long time. And I don't know who the other guy is. Some of people know who he is. It was just amazing. And permit me a minute today. I just want to give you one little gem. There were many gems that came out of that conference. And fortunately, I paid a little extra, and I'm going to get over 50 downloads from all the talks at this Missio Alliance conference. But here's something that one of the speakers pointed out. I think it was N.T. Wright, but it may have been a guy named Greg Boyd. But I think it was N.T. Wright. In any case, here's what they pointed out. If you think about creation, you know, and it happened in 7 days, the sixth day, which was Friday, because, you know, the seventh day is Saturday, first day is Sunday. So creation began on Sunday, actually. That was the first day. And then on Friday, man was created. That was the day man was created. And then Saturday was the day of rest. Well, think about Jesus and how we have a recreation through him. And in that last week of Jesus' life, you know, he came in on Palm Sunday. We know what that means. And that began his time in Jerusalem. They actually didn't say this. I'm adding that to what they said, but that's true. And then on Friday, the day man was created, that's the day man's sins were paid for on the cross. That's when Jesus died. And then on Saturday, he rested in the tomb. That was the day of rest. That's when God rested from creation. And then on Easter Sunday, that was the new creation. We have the new creation now. I just think that's a neat way to look at it, just to kind of connect the original creation with the new creation. And that's probably not the last time you're going to hear that from me. But there's a couple people not here today, and I want them to be sure to hear it too. So I'll repeat that. As far as the announcements go today, you know, we have a date for the picnic. It's the 13th of August, and they all worship in the park. That's always a great time. I have been in communication recently with Mark and Kristen, and they do have a furlough. It's not actually 4 months. It's going to be closer to 5 months. And they're going to be at the Kids Alive headquarters actually about the second week in August. And their plan is to visit Jake Wagner the end of that second week and to travel, even if they have to leave Cleveland at 4:30 in the morning, and be here for our picnic. So I'm going to announce that because I'm going to try to hold them to it. And that would be neat if our missionary family could be here for the picnic. That's in the realm of possibility, if all goes well. And they'll be here until after Christmas. And so that's exciting. You notice that CFO, actually tomorrow is when financial aid requests should be in. You can call Ron Hannon and let him know you're sending something if you're doing it by the 1st. That's when they request those financial aid. If you want to come for the first time, you're given a high level of preference for a scholarship for your room and board. Everyone still needs to pay registration, but there are scholarships available for room and board for first-time campers. So the earlier, the better, but now we're up to that deadline. And for you to avoid a late charge, your registration should be in by the 15th of May, and that's coming up, only a couple weeks away. So keep that in mind, too. Ron Hanna is the registrar, so you can save a stamp and actually give it to him sometime, or to Mary to give to him if he wouldn't be here. So keep that all in mind. This week, For a lot of different reasons, the Walker's home group Thursday evening will not be held. That's going to be canceled for this week. And I believe the home, I believe the Bible study at our home Thursday morning is still on. I, as you might know, I still am caring for my sister-in-law, Mary Kay, and I need to go down there every once in a while, and I'm flying there tomorrow through Friday. It's all in the middle of the week. It'll only be 3 days actually available to be with her and do some business and look in on the house and things like that. But I will. I haven't been there in 7 weeks, so I'll just be making a short trip this coming week. And I'd like to ask for prayer for Mary Kay. She has been found to have a bone marrow condition, and they finally diagnosed it, and it's something called Waldenstrom's disease. That's many of you know Brian Davis. That's something that he was diagnosed with many years ago. It's a form of cancer of the bone marrow, but it can be very slow-acting over a long period of time, and there's certain treatments you can get for it. So the doctor's not sounding a major alarm for Mary Kay, but on top of her Parkinson's and her dementia, certainly will be a possible additional challenge. And ironically, I would say providentially, the doctor's visit where she's going to get that formal result and talk about where we go from here is this coming Wednesday, and I'm going to be able to go with her to that appointment. So I'm grateful for that. So I appreciate your prayers. Lord, just bless Mary Kay, and we pray this is not a consequential diagnosis, but one that doesn't really affect her much, as can be the case with this illness. So we pray for Mary Kay. So let's continue in worship in song. We're glad to have Vicki, and come on up.
Before I start, I just wanted to say this is the first time I've been able to sing since I came back to church, since my father died. And it seems to be a God instance, because tomorrow would be his 88th birthday. So I thought that was interesting. And the song I picked to sing is Amazing Grace, and it's a song I wanted to sing at his funeral, but I wasn't allowed to sing it, so I wanted to sing it in his honor today. Grace appear the hour I His grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing His praise than when we first begun. Days to sing His praise than when we first begun. Thank
you, Vicki. That was a great tribute to your dad. 88, wow. Let's take some time to welcome and greet one another in Jesus' name.